First, let's make it very clear. Nothing that happens on the Senate floor this week will ever actually become law, because any bill that repeals the Affordable Care Act and defunds Planned Parenthood is going to get vetoed by the president.
So what's the value of what's happening?
The value is to let him know, the president and others, that there's a big division in this country, and a lot of us don't like it, and the American people don't like it.
What Alabama Republican Richard Shelby is saying is that symbolic votes are important. They give senators a chance to go on the record. And even though there's a pileup of stuff Congress has to get through in the next couple weeks, like funding the government, passing a highway bill, and extending tax breaks, making Obama veto a bill that undermines his health care law and Planned Parenthood is worth their time. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The president can't be shielded from the weighty decision he'll finally have to make when this measure lands right on his desk. When the president picks up his pen, he'll have a real choice to make.
It's a confrontation Republicans have been craving for a long time. They're using a special process called reconciliation. It's a procedure that allows some legislation to get through the Senate with only 51 votes instead of the usual 60. Even after a shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado last week, momentum to defund the organization hasn't slowed. Not for Republicans like James Lankford of Oklahoma.
Individuals who speak out for the life of children shouldn't suddenly be silenced by being screamed down because an insane person does a shooting in a clinic.
But this may not be a slam dunk. Republicans can only afford 3 defections for their bill to pass, and one of them could be Susan Collins of Maine.
My concern is that this total prohibition of federal funding, including Medicaid funds, for Planned Parenthood would cause millions of women across the country to have to find new health care providers.
And there's another provision in the bill that guts the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion. That might cost votes from other Republicans who are up for re-election in competitive states. So winning over 51 Republican votes has taken longer than expected, much to the annoyance of Democrats like Dick Durbin of Illinois.
So the fact that we'd blow off a day, 2 or 3, in the closing hours of this session for this political posturing, which is doomed to a presidential veto, is a waste of the time of the Senate.
Some Republicans say that maybe by holding these symbolic votes this week, they'll satisfy their constituents, which could ease passage of a government spending bill next week. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.